Jack of news you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg today up to 29 degrees, Pretoria 31, Rustenburg 33.
So we figured out why it's so slow on the N1 South past New Road. It's because there's been a crash before Olifantsfontein Road. Also, slow moving traffic on the N1 North towards Hartsfontein Road. And Alberton, you've got a stationary vehicle at the Reading Interchange. It's on the N12 West.
In Northwest, cameras have been lowered into shaft 11 of a disused mine in Stilfontein. It forms part of phase 2 of the extraction mission of hundreds of illegal miners who claim to be stuck underground. The Northwest Legislature's Public Safety Committee is this afternoon conducting an oversight visit at the mine. The DA's Freddy Sonakile addressed the media on behalf of the committee.
So far, the numbers of people who have been able to be retrieved is more than 1,400. As to the number of people who are still inside, we cannot talk to that because it is part of the investigation that the police themselves are also working on.
Meanwhile, in Soweto, Operation Dudula says the group plans to take the government to court over the deaths of children who died from contaminated food brought from spaza shops often owned by foreign nationals. So this follows the death of a 5-year-old boy, Siyabonga Mnisi, in Diepkloof. He ate contaminated snacks bought from a local spaza shop. Operation Dudula's president is Zandile Dabula.
We will be representing the families of the deceased, especially the ones that passed on last year, because the government has neglected them. Someone needs to take accountability of the deaths. We can't have our kids dying all in the hands of foreigners.
And at the launch of 16 days of activism against women and children abuse in Sedibeng, Gauteng, the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Community Safety, Dr. Bandile Masuku, urged members of the public to continue protecting children in communities. He says protecting their lives should go beyond the re-registering of spaza shops and chasing away foreign nationals.
We need to talk about these pesticides, regulate the usage of pesticides. What I'm pleading with you, and which I've pled with all the other people, that we shouldn't narrow our problem, you know, of children dying only on the basis of spaza shops. There's more to it, and that we need to be able to do better going forward.
And in other news, the South African development community has extended its military mission in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo for another year. Led by the South African National Defence Force, the mission is part of a regional force deployed to assist the DRC government in combating the M23 rebels there. Anastasi Mokhobu reports.
The mineral-rich Eastern DRC has been engulfed in conflict for more than 3 decades. The SADC mission, involving troops from South Africa, Tanzania, Malawi and Burundi, was deployed to North Kivu in December last year, ahead of the DRC's general elections that secured President Felix Tshisekedi a second term. Despite international backing, including the SADC force, violence persists. Anastasia Mukhobu for Jacaranda FM News.
And finally, the Spanish government said a bit earlier that it has fined 5 budget airlines, including Ryanair and EasyJet, with 179 million euros. That amounts to about 3.2 billion rand. Why? The government accuses the airline of so-called abusive practices, like charging passengers for hand luggage. They were also fined for charging passengers to receive adjacent seats for children and other dependents, and not accepting cash when selling tickets at airports. I'm Marlene Fischer with Nies die Uur. In Stilfontein word kameras nou afgestuur in 'n verlate myn in Stilfontein waar honderde onwettige miners beweer dat hulle ondergronds vasgekeer is.
This is obviously a developing story, so keep listening to Jacaranda for the updates. It's going to be amazing. Yeah, the airlines, yo!
Kan jy jou voorstel?
Yeah, you know what? I had to book flights to London for volgende jaar. My dochter is in a show op verhoog in London.
Humble brag.
Very, very amateur dramatic, okay? Maar it's a lekker ding. En ek sien op die een van die groot lugrederye that you must now